Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Yes, you've been hearing in the news this evening an independent review into gender-based violence, harassment and bullying in the Defence Forces has recommended a full statutory inquiry into the controversy. The government has confirmed it will implement all recommendations of the review, including the statutory inquiry with Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Micheál Martin, saying that what happened to members of the Defence Forces was shocking and disgraceful. He said publication of today's report was a watershed moment. For more on this, I'm joined now by retired Irish Air Corps captain and member of the Women of Honour group, Yvonne O'Rourke, and also Senator Tom Clonan, whistleblower on sexual violence in the Defence Forces. Thank you both for joining me this evening on Drive Time. I'm going to start with you, Yvonne, because you're a member of the Women of Honour group who spoke about your own difficult experiences of bullying and sexual harassment in the Defence Forces in an RTÉ Radio 1 documentary in 2021. Good evening, Yvonne. And how are you feeling this evening to hear that the statutory inquiry will at last happen?
Well, good evening, John, and thank you so much for having us on. Well, obviously, we are definitely welcoming this statutory inquiry. This was something that we sought all along, but what we really want to do tonight is we want to commend the courage and the bravery of all the men and women who literally they poured out their hearts and their souls to this independent review group. And we can see that from the harrowing stories that are in this report. So in my mind, these are the real heroes today. And I want to make that very clear. And the Women of Honour, we want to thank them from the bottom of our hearts. We want to let them know that their pain, their voice, their suffering has been heard and that they should all be very proud of what they have achieved today. We feel we have all been vindicated and we thank them.
You didn't take part in this independent review yourself. It was always about the statutory inquiry for you.
Absolutely. For Women of Honour, we got the opportunity to go up and sit in front of the minister. We got the opportunity to tell him our stories. So we were able to, we had a direct line to actually speak with the minister. So our thing was always we wanted the statutory inquiry. But that said, we have to really, really commend the courage of everyone who went up and actually spoke their hearts and their souls to the independent review group. We have to acknowledge that.
Well, the Women of Honour are to thank, I suppose, for speaking out on this previously. If you don't mind me asking you again, Yvonne, can you tell me a little bit about your own experiences in the Defence Forces and the discrimination and even sexual assault you faced during your career?
Absolutely. So obviously my story is one of many. With me, I did endure discrimination. I did endure sexual abuse. And I think what has come out of the report today also is the fact that the complaint system in the Defence Forces is an issue and we would consider it not fit for purpose. And with me, I did lodge an internal complaint in 2013 in relation to discrimination. And thankfully at the time, I actually lodged a parallel case to the Workplace Relations Commission. So the two of them ran for 7 years and the internal complaint of discrimination was actually unfounded. It was said internally that I was not discriminated against. I was said up to the Ombudsman's office, but externally in the WRC, it found that there was systemic discrimination.
And briefly, Yvonne, sorry, if you don't mind me, how were you discriminated against?
So in my case, I was pregnant. I took all my maternity leave. I took all my parental leave. I took all my leave. And for in 2010, I was only in the Defence Forces for a small period of time. But then when I got my appraisal thereafter, it said that I was weak. So I went and I spoke with the authorities and I said, you know, I don't think you understand. I wasn't here long enough to be given a weak appraisal. But unfortunately, they concluded it was weak. And then thereafter, they changed it to good. But that was the case that went in front of the WRC. Yes.
You made a protected disclosure about sexual abuse or assault. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So this is another factor. So when I was in the Defence Forces, obviously, when I left, so I would have it would have come to a conclusion in 2016. So I felt I was obliged to actually write to the then minister with a protective disclosure to actually say in 2017. So I waited till I left to put in that protective disclosure. And in 2017, it clearly stated about that I myself was sexually abused. So that was in a protective disclosure in 2017. And yet we have to wait till, thank God for the public getting behind Katie Hannan's documentary and Women of Honour. We want to thank the public. Without them getting behind us, without the different events that just fell into place, we would not be where we are today. So I am saying back in 2017, I did put in a protective disclosure. So they were aware back then of the situation in my case. But unfortunately, it has taken this long to get where we are today, which is, as I say, a watershed moment. And we thank everyone.
A watershed moment is how the Taoiseach, the Micheál Martin, described it. He commended you and others for speaking out as well. He said anyone who was guilty of sexual abuse should not be in the Defence Forces, and he spoke about the need to go straight to the Gardaí. How does it feel to hear that from the highest level, from government today?
Look, we were actually in with the Taoiseach. We went in, obviously, we went in with him yesterday, and, you know, he did actually acknowledge all of our pain in there yesterday. But let's be very clear. We're very aware today that this is simply the start of a process that I suppose we could say we fought the good fight, and maybe there is a victory for all of us out there today. But we are well aware that we have yet to finish the race. Be under no illusions, I would say, that we know there's a long race ahead of us. So although we welcome today's decision, we are ready. We are ready for the long and the hard fight that is ahead of us. And we're well aware of that as well.
How concerned are you that might be a long, hard fight, this statutory process, the government being urged that it would go ahead without delay and would not be a long, drawn-out process, would be properly resourced?
Look, obviously, this is all a new area for us as well. So this is, it's a process for us. I suppose when it gets into the legalities of everything, I mean, we are very, very well versed in quickly learning up on what we need to be versed in and to actually accumulate more knowledge. So we're willing to put in whatever we need to. We're willing to do the work to get the education that we need to get the legalists. You know, we just need to actually verse ourselves correctly.
Apologies for delays in our line. If we still have Yvonne with us, I'll ask you one final question, Yvonne, if you're there. We might move to our next speaker. I can come back to Yvonne if she's there. But Tom Clonan, thank you very much for joining me in studio. As I mentioned, Senator Tom Clonan, a whistleblower on sexual violence in the Defence Forces. You've been listening to Yvonne there, Tom, and to the details in this report. You exposed sexual violence in the Defence Forces yourself nearly 20 years ago in your research. What's your feeling this evening when you hear of this statutory inquiry?
Well, I just want to congratulate Yvonne and Karina and Rosalind and Diane and all of the other women that have made their disclosures, and all credit to Katie Hannan and to RTE. And actually, RTE have consistently highlighted this issue since 2000 when I brought it forward. And back then, I interviewed 60 women, and it set out exactly the same patterns of abuse and sexual violence and reprisal that are set out in this report. This report is extraordinary. I haven't seen, I mean, for example, on the issue of gender within the Defence Forces, the judge-led inquiry states that the way in which gender roles are written about within the Defence Forces reveal attitudes and norms about gender from the last century or even the one before that. You're talking about 19th century attitudes to women. And it says in the report that to be female in the Defence Forces, and this is on page 42 of the report, it said, is to be considered an object rather than a full human being. This is the Defence Forces of 2023. This is not about historical issues. This is the way they treat women and men now. And it goes into some detail about the treatment of what it calls lower status men within the organisation, and says that the workplace environment is not safe for either men or women, and that there's a huge transformation required. I think some of the key points from the report are, number one, the Taoiseach's commitment to a full statutory inquiry into all of the serious issues, the gender-based discrimination, the gender-based violence, the sexual assault and rape of female and male soldiers. And 88% of the women who spoke to the IRG in the last year, and they did a proper survey, 88% experienced more than one form of serious sexual harassment in the last year. 88%. Now, 23 years after I raised these issues.
I think that's one of the most startling things as well. That's what I was going to ask Yvonne about there, was the Taoiseach that said he's been told by members. And we heard Yvonne saying her and the Women of Honour group were with him in the last few days. He said he was alarmed by incidents still taking place today.
88%. In the last year, reported more than one form of serious sexual harassment, and 17% of men. Now, this is happening 23 years after they got the first explicit warning and a year after the Women of Honour's disclosures. So the general staff and the military authorities have serious questions to answer. And I'm hoping that the statutory inquiry addresses that. One of the other things about the report is this thing called reprisal and retaliation, which is a feature of the what they call the abuse of power within the organisation on the part of officers, on the part of senior officers. And this is, according to the report, a top-down general staff-led policy of targeting and retaliating and engaging in reprisal on anybody who speaks out or who comes to their attention. And they list on page 70 of the report the triggers for retaliation in the Defence Forces. And I'd caution people at home to really stop and listen and think about this. Anybody that makes a complaint through the redress of wrongs policy is at risk of reprisal. Any member who does not fit the perpetrator's image of a Defence Forces soldier, any member who speaks up and calls it straight, any member who stands up to inappropriate behaviour. And listen to this, a member who has a baby is subject to reprisal. In 2023, what a contemptible and disgraceful finding about our Defence Forces. And it also goes on to say that anybody who speaks up for someone else is also and subject to reprisal, which consists of mobbing, smear campaigns, physical assault, sexual assault, and that this is a top-down led phenomenon. And in fact, on page 45, the report concludes, the IRG, the Independent Review Group, concludes that the Defence Force is unable or unwilling to make the changes that are needed to provide a safe working environment that affords dignity and respect to members of our Defence Forces in compliance with the law and with good leadership and management practice. So this is a watershed moment for the Defence Forces. What I would say after 23 years of being in this space and having experienced that reprisal, the current Secretary General of the Department of Defence, Jackie McCrum, is the first person from the Department of Defence to contact me in 23 years. She immediately met the Women of Honour and immediately, without hesitation, apologised. And she's really pushing for this change. The Minister for Defence, Simon Coveney, was unique in meeting the women and bringing forward these changes. I'm confident that the current minister is determined, you know, to bring our defence forces into the 21st century. And I would wish the current Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, I would wish him the best of luck in leading this change. But he must show explicit leadership in all aspects of this. There can be no prevarication, no more reprisal, no more gaslighting, no more cancellation, no more pushback. Get on with the job and do it quickly.
Yvonne O'Rourke is back with us on the line from the Women of Honour. And before we go, Yvonne, I was going to ask you, based on what Tom is telling us about and yourself, and indeed, as I said, the Taoiseach there alluding to it today or pointing out very specifically, in fact, that he'd been told that these issues are still going on in the Defence Forces. Would you consider encouraging people into the Defence Forces? What would you say to a young woman who might be thinking of a career in the Defence Forces right now?
John, thank you again for having us on today. But obviously, our line has always been and still is, until the Defence Force is a safe place, we could not make that recommendation. So we know that at the moment, the feedback we're hearing on the ground is that that's not the case. And we welcome the statutory inquiry in that it will get down to the nuts and bolts. It will do that root to branch evaluation that needs to be done. And then when that's done, when it's a safe place, then we would recommend it. But we couldn't recommend that at the moment.
Yvonne O'Rourke.
It's been a long time there until people feel safe, yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us. Yvonne O'Rourke, retired captain in the Irish Air Corps, Women of Honour as well, and Senator Tom Clonan, former Defence Forces whistleblower, former Irish Army captain as well. The Lieutenant General Sean Clancy for the Defence Forces stated the findings of this report are stark. We need to change. There's no place for any form of abuse or failure to act on any form of inappropriate behaviour in the Defence Forces, we're told in a statement this evening. It is contrary to our ethos and values, he said, and will not be tolerated. We are working tirelessly to ensure the Defence Forces is a workplace where the pervading culture is underpinned by the principles of dignity, equality, mutual respect and duty of care. Back in a moment.